याति अकल्पस्य विमशति। मुग्धस्य अ पर्सन बिविल्डर्ड और नॉट इन परफेक्ट नॉलेज। बाल्ये इन चाइल्डहुड, कैशोरे इन बॉयहुड, क्रीडतः प्लेइंग, याति पासेस, विमशति ही 20 years, जरया बाय इनवैलिडिटी। ग्रस्त देहस्य ऑफ अ पर्सन ओवरकम, याति पासेस, अकल्पस्य विदाउट डिटर्मिनेशन, बीइंग अनेबल टू एग्जीक्यूट इवन मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज। विमशति ही another 20 years. Translation of this 7.6.7: in the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada: without Krishna consciousness, one wastes 20 years in childhood and boyhood and another 20 years in old age. When one cannot perform any material activities and is full of anxiety about what is to be done by his sons and grandsons and how one's estate should be protected, half of his years are spent in sleep. Furthermore, one wastes another 30 years sleeping at night during the rest of his life. Thus 70 out of 100 years are wasted by a person who does not know the aim of life and how to utilize this human form. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम दिस ब्यूटिफुल चैप्टर, वेरी इंस्पायरिंग अबाउट प्रहलाद महाराज इंस्ट्रक्शंस। एट द आउटसेट आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर अरेंजिंग अ वेरी वंडरफुल जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा। सो एक्सटैटिक, सो इंस्पायरिंग, सो एंथुजियास्टिक। And specifically, I want to thank the management of temple, especially Jagjivan Prabhu, to allow Dwarkadish Prabhu's father to perform aarti, go on the chariot, He is in the final stage of cancer now. How many weeks, how many months, we don't know. So much mercy was showered upon him, and it made, he was ecstatic, he was crying actually. So I'm extremely grateful for such a wonderful arrangements. So many devotees were so much inspired with such arrangements. We cannot understand at what extent the effect can be of such arrangements. At level of heart, the level of body, mind, emotions, how much mercy is available and how much it can affect, we cannot ever fathom. It is explained that when the Jagannath's chariot passes with the Harinam Sankirtan, forever the spiritual benefit of that activity is available on that road for eternity. Whoever will pass from that road ever again will always receive the benefit of that activity which has taken place. This is given in scriptures. So we should not underestimate the effect of the activities that we do in spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. That's why whenever devotees go on Harinam, I feel extremely grateful, because they are distributing holy name, and the holy name always resides in the ether, constantly giving benefits to people whoever are residing or passing through that area. And accidentally somebody, a sinful person passes, he will get the benefit of the activity of Harinam Sankirtan and devotional service. So one devotee can make so much difference. 100 devotees can make so much difference. Thousands of devotees can make so much of unlimited difference. You cannot imagine. So many patients at Bhaktivedanta Hospital were also participating in Rath Yatra. Yesterday in the hospital also, and on the day of Rath Yatra also. So, you know, Prabhupada's mercy, that is why it is called transcendental mercy. It doesn't depend upon time, place and circumstances. Just goes on. Whether Prabhupada physically is present or not, also doesn't depend on that. His transcendental personality in that sense. It just goes on. So, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. So today we are discussing about great personality Prahlad. The background is like this, that if I am correct, that he has been already harassed by his father. All the possible attempts to kill him has already been enacted. And he is untouched by all these atrocities. And Hiranyakashipu, the greatest of all powerful demoniac kings in the whole universe, in the 14 planets, controlling and ruling and threatening and terrorizing everybody, including all the demigods and devotees and everybody else, he is also getting a little bit scared. That who is this person who can defy my authority and who cannot be affected by all my power, which I feel is my asset. So he's getting scared. And after all that atrocities upon him, attempts to kill him and destroy him and crush him, he goes to school again and he's not scared. Oh, again they will come to kill me. He's very peaceful and he is starting his teachings to his friends in the classroom. You know, in the classroom, suppose we are doing something and teacher catches you and punishes you, you dare not do it again, you know. Even if teacher is not there, you will be scared, somebody will inform. But he is living in the middle of all the demoniac forces. His teachers, his classmates, his father, his ministers, his kingdom, everybody is demoniac. There is no association. There is no source of actual physical inspiration there. But still, Prahlad is drawing inspiration from the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna, for the mercy of his Gurudev. And because of that, the greatest quality of Prabhupada, which always strikes me, is fearlessness. Not even iota of fear touches him. Ever. You can read the 7th canto again and again. You will not find Prahlad is ever, even once, lava matra time, is also fearful. This is the chapter actually which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times at Tota Gopinath Mandir in Jagannath Puri. That is actually the prime place for Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Gadadhar Pandit would read, especially Prahlad's pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ecstatically dancing, hear it, and after finishing it, he said, please read again. Then again he will read. And again he will dance while hearing and discussing with Gadadhara Pandit. And he will finish and said, again you please read it. And daily this will go on for about 3 to 4 hours in the afternoon after taking his afternoon meals. This is that pastime. So you can imagine the greatness of Prahlad actually. Such an inspiration. What is his age? He's just 5 years old. He's just entering Kumar Avastha. Am I right? Kumar is 5 years? So, he has no interest in playing. So what would you do? Send it to a psychiatrist. Something wrong in this child. He's not playing. Why not? He's playing. Everybody is playing and he's not playing. It is not depending upon his body age. It is depending upon his spiritual realization. He is not an ordinary soul. He has understood the purpose of life right from many lifetimes. So he has taken birth for a specific purpose in a demoniac family, in the most adverse situations, unfavorable conditions. And he is doing his job very nicely. His friends are telling, let us play. This is a recess time. You know, children are waiting for the recess. You know, they are waiting for the bell to ring. And jump out of the class and jump and do whatever they want for next half an hour. And then again come back. Oh, again the bell has rung. Why this bell rang? She rang so fast. But Prahlad is not like that. Avyartha kalatvam. One of the signs of a pure devotee is he doesn't waste even a single moment of life. And this is a very significant aspect of pure devotional service. Not wasting a single moment of life without remembering Krishna and without remembering Krishna and not serving Krishna. Not being engaged in service to Krishna either mentally, physically, emotionally or intellectually. That is a devotee. So all of us also can practice that. It's not that only Prahlad can practice that. You know, if you understand the principle of avyartha kalatvam, we all can, to our capacity, practice this principle. There are, Prabhupada has given us so many activities. It's not monotonous. Krishna consciousness is not monotonous. You do only one thing and you get bored with it and you are told to do it again and again and you still get bored with it and you say, okay, when I'll get away with it. It's not like that. Krishna consciousness is daily new and new things. It's Navanavayaman. Constantly expanding into newer and newer dimensions with the same existing personality. See, Krishna is same. Radha Giridhari is same here. But every day you morning see you, you don't see him different. I mean same. You don't see him same. Although he is same, but he is different every day. He is giving you the new charm every day. New pleasure to your eyes every day. New satisfaction every day. New bliss every day. Same Hare Krishna mantra you chant. You chant inattentively, it is a big boredom. But you try chanting it attentively, with prayer in the heart, with utter helplessness, you see the holy name will reveal to you new and new and new charm every day. So many years have passed. Prabhupada said, we do the same thing. What would you do in the end of the life? We'll do the same thing. What would you do after the life? We'll do the same thing. If we come back, what will we do? We do the same thing. If we go back to Godhead, what do? We do the same thing. So it sometimes appears very frustrating and boring. Are, idhar bhi wahi karna hai, udhar bhi wahi karna hai. But no, the activity is so full of charm that actually you will not like to stop the activity. You will not like to discontinue the activity. It is so enlivening. So, if you suppose get tired physically, you can even take rest. Even that taking rest is Krishna's service. If after getting up you are going to serve Krishna. So to that extent Krishna consciousness is so powerful. If your consciousness is set on the right point, that my life, my every moment of my life is for the service of the Lord, then even sleeping hours are service to the Lord. Because moment you get up, moment you open your eyes, you become wakeful, you remember the Lord, you offer obeisance to your Guru and Parampara and immediately start getting ready to go to temple, to chant Hare Krishna, to see the Lord, to attend the Aarti. And there are how many activities? One time I heard that the morning activity of Mangal Aarti to Bhagavatam class and Prasadam, there are 42 varieties of devotional services. Out of 64 that Rupa Goswami has given. In one program, you know. So many activities are there. You are bowing down, you are going around Tulsi, you are watering Tulsi, you are offering flowers to Guru, you are offering lamb to Guru, you are bowing down to Vaishnavas, you are singing prayers, you are singing prayer to Gurudev, to Sri Krishna, you are seeing the Lord, you are bowing down to the Lord. So many activities are there. So there is no boredom. You don't get bored after 1 hour a day, maybe the 3 hours have to go for prasad. It's not like that. There is hearing, there is chanting, there is sitting, there is standing and dancing, there is singing, there is playing mridangam, kartal. And this is only morning program. After that also there are so many activities. So there is no dearth of activities to get bored in Krishna consciousness. And what is explained over here? That every moment is actually, for us, it can be potentially very, very joyful and blissful. But what Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here in the material world, what is happening? The people are wasting their life like anything. He says, first 10 years, we don't even know what's coming out of body, what is going in body. We don't even know what the child is when the child gets birth. All the other animals and other species, when the child takes birth, child is quite reasonably active. See the calf, you have seen the calf taking birth? For only few minutes the calf is dangling and struggling. Immediately it gets up and starts sucking the mother's milk and starts trying to go around and play here and there. Same way, but human child is most dependent and most helpless. And a human child is born, doesn't know from where the fluid is coming, stool is coming, urine is coming, what's happening, what is happening from mouth, what is happening in the ears, eyes, who is going to feed, what is going to go in the mouth. Totally dependent. The calf goes to the cow and starts sucking the milk. Here we have to take the child and put to the breast to even suck. And then 10 years goes just in bewilderment. Because everything attracts you. Something bright, the child wants to catch it. Something moving, child wants to catch it. Everything comes on the way, colorful, child wants to catch it, grab it and play with it. And so much. Today if I tell you, ki this is a tennis ball, you know, you may, theek hai, fine. But for a child, that tennis ball is like life and soul. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can take it from him. If it gets damaged while playing, he cries all night. It is such an attachment for the child. That means, objects which are insignificant, invaluable, there is tremendous attachment in this period because of ignorance, because of bewilderment. We don't know where we are. All things are in the world around you are tempting you for enjoyment. The ball is tempting you to play, the bat is tempting you to play, the food is tempting you to eat, and you want to play and play and play. Even Krishna is to play, but this play is in ignorance. Krishna's play is transcendental. 10 years go by. And then what happens? Then you become young. Some changes start taking place in the body. Hormonal changes. Physiological changes. And they further bewilder you. Oh, what's happening to my body? Suddenly I found opposite sex very attractive. I was playing cricket with that person. Now I feel different for that person. And then too many emotions grow up. And in complete ignorance and complete lack of guidance and utter agitation with senses, we found ourselves to be doing something nonsense. And so many years go by. Youth, adolescent, rebellious nature. You know, they want to follow anybody. Those who have been telling you, I don't want to follow them, I want to rebel against them. Even if they are saying right, I want to say no to them. That is adolescence. Such a waste of time actually. Such a youthful, energetic waste of time. Why? Because you don't know what's the goal of life. And then after that, education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I go far, far countries to educate myself and further far, far countries to earn money from that. I wasted so much of life. He says in the prayer, I think Amara Jivan, in that prayer, I traveled so many distances just simply to make my body happy, to satisfy my kinsmen, satisfy my family members. I work so hard, I travel so much distance to acquire avidya, the vidya which not going to help me to relieve myself from the repeated cycle of birth and death. I have wasted so much of time in acquiring such knowledge. And then family life. And so many years go in enjoying sense gratification, in creating children, in raising them, in mostly worrying about them, about their future. And then when we completely get engrossed, maybe 20-30 years go in that, without any understanding only. I was just married, and now so many years have passed, I have to get my married daughter and son married and educate them and settle them down, and what is my asset for them, what I have done for them, what is my future, how much I have saved for myself, what will happen to me. And suddenly one day you realize ki you have backache, you have developed blood sugar, and you have developed hypertension, and suddenly you come to know you have also have high cholesterol, and your heart is increasing, and now you cannot run the way you were running before, the way you were enthusiastically catching the train and bus in the morning rush hours and hanging in the bus and traveling with no efforts. Now it is becoming difficult. Every effort is causing pain, and it's increasing, and it's multiplying, and I don't know what's happening, what will happen in future. And old age sets in, and old age is simply worries and nothing else. Please note this. Shri Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maiya ki jai. Simply worrying, nothing else. Day and night only worrying, because every action that you do, it pains. That is old age. Believe me, every action that you do, it pains. And you cannot forget that pain. If you are not Krishna conscious, you cannot get off the pain, because whole life we have trained ourselves to be bodily conscious. And when the body is giving pain, you have to be only engrossed in that. Prabhupada says here that if the first 20 years go in no Krishna consciousness, what do you expect next to happen? Whatever personality you have cultivated in our life by directly or indirect efforts, that continues. If unfortunately, next 10, 20 years of life, we have been trained indirectly or directly to become bodily attached and to identify ourselves as bodies, then when youth comes, only that happens, nothing else happens. Nothing else can happen apart from that. Prabhupada says that once you are in that consciousness, the next few years also will go in that only. Or how do you expect that? No. Next 10 years after bewilderment goes away, I will start my Krishna consciousness. No, it has to be trained right from beginning. Prabhupada Maharaj says that from 5 years of age, one must start training the child in Krishna consciousness. Because only what you learn in that from that time comes with you. What you learn later on doesn't come along with you. You can't teach old dog new tricks. You have to learn from childhood. Even today also some bhajans we learn from childhood, some etiquettes at home we learn from childhood, some aspects of cleanliness we learn from our parents are coming with us. They are with us as an integral part of our personality. So all our lives are basically influenced by our childhood. Remember this. Today we are devotees, we changed our whole consciousness and whole, but still the conduct that we have, the nature that we have, the behavior that we have has got lot of influence from our childhood. That is why we must spend energy with children. They may not be doing great things at this moment of time, but they are receiving, receiving and receiving. You can't retrieve data from computer unless you feed data into computer. Like that, you have to give input and input and input to children with love and affection, make their childhood a happy, blissful event in Krishna consciousness. Then when they grow up, it starts manifesting. Do you get fruits from the tree from day one when you put sapling? No, sometimes months and sometimes years you have to wait till one flower comes and one fruit comes. But it exactly comes the way it should come if you cultivate and put nourishment to the tree from day one, patiently and enthusiastically. The child will not give you any yield to you. When the child is cultivated in Krishna consciousness, the child can turn the whole world's consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was trained in childhood by his mother and father in pure devotional service. Prabhupada says, my father was a pure devotee, Gaur Mohan Day. And that child was given so much of love and affection with Krishna consciousness, with external example in front of the eyes by mother and father, that the child didn't appear to be preaching in childhood, didn't appear to be writing books in childhood, appeared to be doing great activities of Krishna consciousness. He was just growing happily. But when the child grew up, the child turned the whole world's consciousness. Today we are sitting over here, so proudly sitting over here, because his mother and father gave him spiritual inputs in his childhood. So he grew up. He said, I was always grateful to my mother and father. Although he offers his life to his Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, but he says, I cannot forget the training given by my mother and father. If we also look back into our life, we have taken Guru Maharaj and we have taken our vows and dedicated our life to our Gurudev in Krishna consciousness, but our training at home is there, which helps us today also. So Prahlad Maharaj, that's why he is saying, Kaumarat Acharet Prajna. As soon as you become 5-year-old, make your child take mala and at least chant one round or 27 mala or beats mala. Train him to bow down to the deities. Train him to bow down to Vaishnavas. Teach him how to honor prasad. How to do, you know, aarti with mistakes also, but you know, get him into the mood of doing that thing. How to ring bell, he may do both things like this, you know. We all have done that while doing first aarti. Our bell was also moving and lamp also was moving. Finally, bell settled down and hand was moving. That's all right. But that training gives a message to the child that these are important activities. When you make him bow down to somebody, it gives a message to him, this person is important in my life. My mother bows down to him, my father bows down to him, my elder brother bows down to him, my granny bows down to him, I must bow down to him. You may not know what is a guru and what is his position and everything. But that such a powerful sanskar goes inside. Only when this sanskar with effect goes in, when you become young, something happens in your life. Otherwise, life goes, you know, enjoying sense gratification, wasting our life, running after mirage, running after useless material things and getting frustrated after that. Wasting our life and old age comes and this whole life is waste. My father told me, it touches my heart so much when I remember that. He was all time opposing me when I was trying to become Krishna conscious at my youth. My father was saying, first you earn money. You earn 100 rupees, give 99 rupees to temple. But first earn 100 rupees first. Whole life when I was trying to cultivate in Krishna consciousness in ISKCON, he was opposing me. But when he became old, he had 3 strokes. He became blind because of the stroke. Then he developed massive TB, both sides of the lungs, every corner of the lungs. He's having depression because so many things happened in family. Totally finished. Why? The time is so powerful. It destroys everything in your life. It destroys your mind, it destroys your strength, your mental ability, peace, health, everything, money, everything time takes away. And he became, I always say, he was like a lion, he became like a sheep. And then, he was watching me performing Mangala Arati at home and everything, devotees are coming at home in Mira Road. He was staying 6 months here, taking treatment from me. And he said, son, what you are doing is right. I was wrong. Please continue to do whatever you are doing. I thought that I will do everything after everything I finish my duties. And I'll do my whatever he was doing, some sadhana in his young age. He thought he will continue when he gets free. But he said, today I cannot concentrate on my mind on anything that I want to do. All my so-called sadhana is today a waste because I never gave it a priority in such a way that it was number one thing in my life. I didn't never do that. I was giving priority to my other things. And because God consciousness was not the priority in my life, today I cannot practice it the way I want. Because whatever I have been trained, I have been molded that way. Son, please continue, what you are doing was right. This is the old man's realization. With folded hands he told this. So we have to learn. We can't become blind. No, I am already Krishna conscious. I already understood. Already I have taken initiation. Let me have some comfort zone, some enjoyments and, you know, spend some time. Anyway, I am Krishna conscious. So devotees are anyway around me. They will save me. But what is wrong in doing some enjoyment in life? But every moment of human life is valuable. We cannot imagine how valuable human life is. After millions of lifetimes of repeatedly going in and out and in and out and suffering, the birth, old age, this is and death and adi bhautika, adi daivika anadi atmika kleshas in every life in much 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 more quantity than human beings. With sufferings and frustration we get this body, and in that 20 years go like this in bewilderment. Sometimes I think some devotees may be thinking also, ki theek hai, you know, we are Krishna conscious, and next 2-3 lifetimes we finish our job. Sometimes we may think, you know, I'm so fallen that don't think in this lifetime I can make it. But you know, I will plan in such a way that I will make progress. But do you know what does that mean? That in this lifetime you can't perfect our life in Krishna consciousness. First of all, old age will come and bother you like anything. We will die one day, and after that we can say ki I chanted Hare Krishna so I will become human being. But that is okay. We don't know what Yamaraj has in mind and what Krishna has in mind. But fortunately, even if you become human being, suppose again 9 months lying in mother's womb, such a painful situation, then bewilderment after coming out, playful nature, youthful nature, bewilderment again for senses, enjoyment, and then you may wake up so many years. And you know something, today the world at this stage of time is becoming so worst for us, because we are in company of devotees, we don't feel so much what's going on outside. You cannot imagine only what's happening outside. We are enjoying Krishna Katha, Prasadam, Yatra Yatras, festivals, these, that, taking darshan of the Lord, beautiful people who are nice natured. So we don't realize what's going outside. In few years time there will be no water on earth, there will be no grains on earth, there will be no fruits on earth, there will be people eating people, there will be people eating all the living entities. Those who are powerful will eat weak people. And imagine if I were to come back again, I have to come back in that situation. So much struggle for existence will be there. How I can be easily Krishna conscious like the way I am today? Today there is enough food, enough shelter, at least some things are going on. Even if you can go and stand in some annachatra in holy places, you get some food, that will be all finished. Remember that. Today you go to Rishikesh, Vrindavan, Mathura, Badrinath and some holy places, you can stand in some annachatra, in some gurudwara, you can get prasad. But maybe when we come back again in the material world, you may not have that facility. You may have to only always get scared that if I am sleeping, the stronger person will come and kill me and eat me. How can you sleep peacefully also? Even today we can't sleep peacefully in today's condition. What to speak of that kind of condition? You have seen a sparrow eating grains. One grain she eats and looks aside. Again she eats one grain and looks around. Why? Fear of attack and pain. If today is our condition in our life, we are also struggling to maintain ourselves today also. What to speak of further? In this lifetime before we end our life, there will be much more struggle than today. Remember this. Because Kali Yuga is progressing negatively ahead. It's not becoming Satya Yuga from now. We are going towards the Ghor Kali Yuga direction. An explanation is given. Please read 11th and 12th cantos of Bhagavatam. To get to the reality and understanding what is going to happen in Kali Yuga further. And even today's period is not good. Somehow we are adjusted to it, we are complacent about it. It's very unfortunate. So we have to value this human life. Every human moment, not animal moment, not bird moment, not reptile moment, not insect moment, not fish moment. Human moment of life is very, very precious. Because that moment of human life can give you Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That moment can give you self-realization. Can make you understand who you are and what your relationship with the Supreme Lord is, and can teach you how to be connected with the Lord in this very lifetime and that moment of life. But if that moment is given to Maya, then that moment is not only gone, but it has gone to create negative effect on your consciousness. It's not just zero. It will cause either Krishna conscious effect or it will cause Maya effect on you. You are not in between anywhere. Oh, I am neutral. No, I am in between. It's not like that. That's why human beings must understand what is the value of human life. This lifetime can change whole destiny of your all the journey that we have been doing for millions of lifetimes. All that suffering that we have gone through can be ended in this lifetime. And we are divided into sense gratification and television and money and property and assets and savings and this and that. We must do that duty, no doubt about that. But the prime focus should be upon what is our goal. And if that focus is distracted, then we go somewhere else. Our target is in this very lifetime, at the moment of death, I must think of the Lord. I should be able to. Yena kena prakarena. Today I have to make myself clear about the goal of life. So that someday by the mercy of the Lord, when death comes, I will be able to remember the Lord. I know I am not able to remember. That is another bad luck I have got. Today I am not able to. But I pray and pray and pray and struggle and struggle and practice so that sometimes, maybe when the moment of death comes, with the fellow devotee's mercy, with the Lord's mercy, with Guru's mercy, with Acharya's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy, I am able to think. But I have to come to that situation of thinking of the Lord at the moment of my life in this lifetime only. There is nothing like next lifetime. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know tomorrow what's going to happen. What to speak of next lifetime? We don't even know whether we will be educated, or whether we will be okay body or sick body, or whether we will be in Ethiopia, or whether we will be in Saudi Arabia, or whether we will be in India. We don't know anything. How we can so much you know, faith and trust we can have in something which we are not seeing. Today what is there in front of you can realize and think. What to speak of something which you don't know? We are keeping so much of trust. Tomorrow scientists are saying we will conquer death. Hare Baba, but all the life you are seeing people are dying. How can you keep faith in something which has not happened? But after becoming Krishna conscious, you become blissful. That we all are seeing in our lifetime. You examine your own lives, or friends' lives, you have become devotees. See past and see present. It is giving you some proof that using this human life, human time, in this human life has made now this transformation. So I have at least some anuman and some pratyaksha is there. So I can believe that it will happen like this. I have something in my hand. But material life, there is no guarantee. We have seen great friends ditching one another, murdering one another. Great relatives, home relatives, you know, killing one another for money. Lovers killing one another for frustrated love. We have seen all these things. But we read Bhagavatam and we see from this example, we see devotees around us from their example that yes, Krishna conscious life is very blissful. It's in our benefit. It's in our selfish benefit. At least we want to become happy while we are living in this world. And that is possible. And that is, we are seeing it happening. And this is only possible in human life. A dog can become Krishna conscious by a Vaishnava's mercy. But by himself it is not possible for him. We see Sivananda Sen as dog and so many great acharyas had animals. They went back to Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the puppy go back to Godhead. That is by his extraordinary mercy. But on their own they cannot become Krishna conscious by the reality of their body situations. But by ourselves, by accepting the desire, ourselves we can become Krishna conscious on our own. Of course with the help of devotees, but we have that independence to do something on our own here. That ability is given to us. That sad viveka buddhi is given to us. Rational intelligence is given to us. We can think what is good, what is not good for us. Why waste? This intelligence, sad, asad, viveka buddhi that we have received can be multiplied to unlimited fold. Just by reading scriptures, associating with devotees, eating prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna, we can become unlimitedly intelligent. We have seen so-called illiterate people who can't even read and write. They are so intelligent. May not be from worldly sense, but they exactly know what is right and what is wrong. What is the definition of intelligence? To understand what is right and what is wrong. And that the devotees who are illiterate have in abundance with them. They know what is not to be done and what is to be done. Because it is human life. So please, we all have to remind ourselves. Each other regularly, out of friendship, out of compassion, out of love for one another. Prabhu, don't waste time. Tell others to tell you when you appear to be wasting time. Please tell me also. Shake me up. Wake me up. When I sleep during chanting, my dear friend Vaishnava, wake me up. That this is the time I need to remember the Lord and I am falling asleep because of so many reasons. My dear Vaishnava, please wake me up. We should get panicky if we sleep during chanting. But that time, amongst all the time of human time, is very powerful in capacity of connecting you with the Lord. And at that time, if I am off, it's a misfortune. It's a pain. It's a fearful situation. So we must be in that consciousness. I want to utilize every moment possible in remembering the Lord, in connecting myself. It's not only morning program. What the morning program does to you manifest during the day. How you have undergone the morning program will manifest during the day how you behave. How much Krishna consciousness has sunk in your consciousness will be manifest in your behavior. Take help of devotees. And last thing I want to speak about is about sleep. We all must consider that this sleep is taking so many hours of our lifetime. Scripturally it is mentioned over here, half the life goes in sleep. Childhood in bewilderment, in the beginning the child sleeps 20 hours a day, 22 hours a day, then goes on decreasing gradually and he settles somewhere in 8 to 10, 12 hours a day when he is child. When he becomes young, somewhere between 8 and 10 hours a day. You can imagine how much time is just wasted. And if you have not trained yourself in Krishna consciousness, in the old age when you can't sleep, you are just frustrated. Oh, my mother is like, every single day, only one question is there and one discussion is there. Yesterday, how many hours I slept in the night? I just couldn't sleep after 2:30. I just could not sleep till 1 a.m. I could only sleep for 2 hours. That's the only discussion all day. It is causing headache. Because naturally when you grow old, you sleep less so that you can become more Krishna conscious, spend more time in your sadhana, because last part of life. It's like an exam comes closer, you study more. So God has given you an exam comes closer, more time for you, wakefulness, to think about the Lord, to practice. But if you have not trained yourself in childhood, you cannot practice all those things in the old age. However, time must be available to you. I think, my God, you know, there's no tension of earning money, there's no tension of food, shelter, anything. But that person cannot do anything, cannot read, cannot hear, cannot see, can't tolerate the sound of kirtan, cannot chant Hare Krishna, can't concentrate the mind. It's always on the joints or the back or the abdomen or chest somewhere. We all will go in that condition, remember that. So at least we should pray to the Lord. What I'm trying to convey, message and request all of you, that at least now when I'm sleeping more hours a day, I should pray to the Lord, my Lord, can I have half an hour less and can I be wakeful? Can I use the half an hour to read or chant or remember you? My Lord, please help me. By myself, I want to sleep whole day. This is my condition. But my Lord, you can bestow upon me your mercy so that I can be wakeful when I am awake and I can be wakeful more and more number of hours a day so that I can serve you better. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates one fine day, why we sleep during the nights and waste our lifetime in tamoguna? Let's chant whole night. And all the devotees said, Hari Bol. And from that day, the night sankirtan started. Imagine devotees were working throughout the day serving Krishna, all night they were dancing, and it was possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So it is possible for us also by His mercy. We have to pray to Him to give me strength, to give us strength so that we can reduce our sleeping hours and be wakeful more number of hours and remember you and use that time in Krishna consciousness in fulfilling the purpose of this very life. It is possible. What the Lord cannot do? He can do anything. He is autocrat. He is all powerful. A big Swarat. He is independent and all powerful. If you want, He can do anything for you. And if you want to forget Him, He will help you to forget Him for lifetimes together. Don't think that, you know, that the people who are not Krishna conscious, they are on their own choice Krishna conscious. The Lord is allowing them, okay, you can forget me completely. I give you Vismruti. So the Lord can give you, if we can give Vismruti to the non-devoted people, He can give Smruti to all of us. He can give you wakefulness to all of us. He can give alertness to all of us. He can give. You have to want it. You have to desire it. So this is our life. Our life is, actually speaking, every Rath Yatra, I only consider ki our life is so fortunate actually. What wonderful things are there in life. We have Sri Krishna, we have so many activities, such nice people, such nice food to eat, which is pure, purifying, such nice lifestyle, so many wonderful activities, so much nice things to hear and read, and have so many varieties of enjoyment. We go to picnic also, we go to everything, but we have all kinds of Krishna conscious games and fun together. We read nice things, we hear nice things, we do dramas, and really have wonderful purifying entertainment. Our life is actually completely fulfilled by Prabhupada's mercy. When you see Rath, Jagannath sitting on the chariot, you know, you can just imagine what mercy is available. The Lord is sitting on the chariot in anticipation to go to Vrindavan. He is bestowing maximum mercy on all the followers. You ask anything in Krishna consciousness, he will fulfill it immediately. And who is that person? Not a Tom, Dick, Harry. Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can do everything if he wants. His capacity is there in him. Supremely powerful, supremely capable personality is ready to give you whatever you want. Our life is absolutely bestowed upon with millions of blessings just by accepting Krishna consciousness. And we should thank the Lord for this. And pray to the Lord that what so much you have given us, let us try to digest all these things and make our life completely Krishna conscious. Then this shloka will not apply to us. Maybe today it is applying to all of us. We should pray that I don't want to be the purport of this shloka. I don't want to be the part of purport of this particular shloka. I want to assure Prahlad Maharaj, I am not the one we are talking about. And it is possible. By the mercy of our acharyas, we have been given the best of all in spiritual life also. The best philosophy, the best pathway, the easiest pathway, at the same time the most sublime pathway has been given to us. The topmost of topmost things in spiritual life, the love of Radha and Krishna as our topmost goal, has been already given to us. We are not somewhere lingering on moksha level and Brahma Jyoti level and some other level in between, and some yoga level, some Prapti Siddhi level. We are not stuck anywhere. Although we are not on the level, but our goal is extremely clear. No cloud is in between. We have been given the best. But are we using our human life in cultivating that best which has been given to me, given to us? That is the question. And if we have the question, if the question is burning in our heart, then Lord will help us to fulfill our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, comments? What is the question?
Question is that if someone little bit...
I understand that. What is the question actually?
Now if I fall down...
will come back again in Ghor Kali Yuga.
Ghor Kali Yuga. So at that time you told that no dham, no... So how this...
How will be delivered? Okay. How Krishna will help you? See, the thing is that you can become Krishna conscious in all conditions of life. Okay? What scriptures tell us that no material impediment can stop you from becoming Krishna conscious. But the wisdom is, if today there are X impediments, and this is my condition, and tomorrow there are 100 times more impediments, what will be my condition? Knowing you well, knowing us well, you have to think. It's not that you will not become Krishna conscious. If that time you become very sincere, Lord will help you to become Krishna conscious. But the question comes to my mind is, if today all that is which is available, what is the state of my Krishna consciousness desire? Today if I am such a condition today with all these facilities, I will be most concerned, most worried, most anxious, most frustrated in that situation. You may imagine you get one glass of water in a whole day to drink. Nothing more than that you get. And your kidneys are studded with stones because of that. Because there is no bath you can take only once in a week. And cooking only you can do with little water and rest everything is uncooked and all those things. You know how much disturbed we'll get today if you don't get a sabji of your liking? We get so disturbed. Tomorrow if you don't get food only, what will happen to us? So the level of anxiety will be much, much more than what you have today. So today with this level of anxiety, if our enthusiasm is so much to become Krishna conscious, if tomorrow that level of anxiety, how much enthusiasm we'll have? We'll be dampened by the situation. So if I were to give you pravachan, in that time, in Ghor Kali Yuga, I will speak that, just be prayerful to Krishna, He will save you. But today my duty is to tell you that today is the time, don't wait for tomorrow. But if I meet you tomorrow, in tomorrow's condition, I will say, please don't worry, Krishna is there, He will save you. Krishna will save us. Depending on the intensity of our desire, Krishna will help us. The question is, will the intensity of desire remain in that situation? Do I have a guarantee? I would say I don't have a guarantee with myself. You may have, others may have, but likelihood that it may not be there, because you know, khana nahi milega, neend nahi milegi, or you know, dangerous situation, your fellow will beat you up because he's hungry, you know. How can you be so fired up? That's why King Kulushekar says today, Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Advaita Vishatume Manasa Raja Hamsa. Today my mind is peaceful, everything is alright. Let me think of you and come back to you today itself. Prana Prayana Samai. I'm talking about this lifetime, not next lifetime. This lifetime, when my time comes, my voice will be choked up with kapha vata pitta. Kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutasthi. How can I think of you today, in today's condition, if this comes? What to speak of Gaur Kali Yuga? So I'm talking about from a practical point of view. Krishna will definitely help you. Bhagavad Gita will be applicable today and in Gaur Kali Yuga also. At the end of the Kali Yuga also, Bhagavad Gita will be applicable. Krishna will not go back on his words. He will protect you. But we have to think, what will be easy for me? Yes, for you. Yes. Yes. It is like this. I'll give an example to you. In this air today, now also in this temple, you have all the vibrations of Star TV, ETV, Color TV, all TVs, I don't know what names, many names are there, 70, 80, 100, 200 names. But today you don't see any picture of Star TV program going on here. Because you need to have a receptacle, you need to have a television set and some antenna to catch the vibration and set the television for a particular channel, then it will be received to you. So today also, the mercy of all the acharyas, the way they have chanted Haridas Thakur and great souls, Prabhupada and all the Guru Maharaj, Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta chanted 1 billion names of the Lord, and Gaur Kishore Babaji chanted in Ekanta, and Jagannath Babaji Maharaj was chanting for 144 years, and Thakur Bhakti Vinod did Ekanta Bhajan for so many years after his retirement. Why are we not receiving the benefit of that in that much effect? Because our consciousness is not yet ready to accept. Your receptor in antenna, your antenna is not that powerful to receive. There are so many mobiles nowadays, you know. Your mobile is catching more range and mine is not catching, because it's a higher and lower model. The signal is same everywhere, but same time your signal shows low sticks and yours shows high sticks. What is wrong with the matter? Not with the signal. Matter is the problem with the receptacle. The receptor is weak. Even today also, here also, so many devotees are chanting together, right? But some are sleeping, some are wakefully, some are prayfully crying out to the holy name. What is the difference? It is an individual consciousness, individual approach, individual desires. So if our desire is intense and powerful, even weak signal will give you strength. But here there is no weak signal, there is very strong signal here, remember that. If we are here and if we have difficulty, then something is wrong with us only. If we are at home and we have difficulty, we can understand. We are in the area of enjoyment, you know, and our zone of enjoyment, comfort zone. But if here we come, we have to beg to the devotees. That same power that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left for us, the same power Prabhupada has left for us, Acharya has left for us, will be available to us if we want it, we pray for it, and we cry for it. Then it will be available. It is always there in ether. What Thakur Haridas chanted, it is there, available for us. Don't forget that it is available, it's not gone. It's just a barrier between us and it. Yes, Prabhuji. That is by mercy of the Lord. Some things are extraordinary. Some things we cannot understand with logical understanding. The Lord's mercy is something which is completely beyond any rules and regulations. But I actually made a point in the class that if we are Krishna conscious throughout the day and we want to serve Krishna, then even the sleep becomes Krishna conscious. Because you just go to rest to get up in the morning and chant and serve the Lord. That's our only meditation. It's not like I'm just, alas, I got free from all the services which are boring and this is my free time to myself. Then that is not Krishna consciousness. But point I was trying to make is that our sleep also can be made into Krishna conscious activity, provided our consciousness during the day is right. And plus, if you go to holy place like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan and to Mayapur, it is said even if you sleep there, you will get advancement in Krishna consciousness. If you breathe there, so we do go to holy places and sleep there also. Sometimes to make our sleep also Krishna conscious. But nonetheless, wherever we are, our life, moment to moment, should be, you know, we should try ourselves to make it Krishna conscious. And we should worry that so much hours are going in sleep. And how we can make those hours within available to us to serve Krishna. We should have some meditation somewhere, you know, how we can save those hours, if not all, at least few of them. We know so many politicians like Nehru and Gandhi were sleeping for 2-3 hours, not doing Krishna conscious activity. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was another example, 2-3 hours. Prabhupada was another example, only 2-3 hours. Our acharyas have so many examples are there, but they were using every moment of wakefulness to serve Krishna intensely. So our plan is, our desire is that whatever possible, I am a small man, I'm a small soul, I am not very advanced. Within my capacity, if I can be more wakeful and more Krishna conscious, it will be nice for me. And rest, my Lord, I am Tava Asmin, my Lord, I am at your feet. Do whatever you like. Whatever you know and whatever you do is always good for me. I have faith in that. I am at your feet, my Lord. Please accept me as your own. Apanara boli. And keep me there and give me shelter and do whatever is good for me. The Lord will do. Then this miracle also can happen, you know. Like Muchukunda. One fine day you will be wakeful all day chanting Hare Krishna. Akinjan Krishna's Babaji Maharaj was, many devotees told that he was never found to be sleeping. Never. Go at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 1 in the morning, 5 in the morning, afternoon. He was never found to be sleeping. He was always chanting. Somewhere Krishna's extraordinary mercy has touched him so that he was able to be awake and remember the Lord. Because he must be having such intense desire to constantly chant the holy name of the Lord that as a sequelae of that desire only he must have come over sleep. It's a desire. Actually, the whole message is desire. If desire is there, things can change. So, shall we end here? Thank you very much for your kind attendance and patient hearing. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.